Chapter 23. Joash anointed king in Judah. In the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. They went about in Judah, and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the heads of fathers' houses of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. All the assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. He said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign, as Yahweh has spoken concerning the sons of David. This is the thing that you shall do. A third part of you who come in on the Sabbath of the priests and of the Levites shall be porters of the thresholds. A third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation. All the people shall be in the courts of Yahweh's house. But let no one come into the house of Yahweh except the priests and those who minister of the Levites. They shall come in, for they are holy. But all the people shall follow Yahweh's instructions. The Levites shall surround the king, every man with his weapons in his hand. Whoever comes into the house, let him be slain. Be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out." So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his men, those who were to come in on the Sabbath, with those who were to go out on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest didn't dismiss the shift. Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds the spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. He set all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house, around the king. Then they brought out the king's son and put the crown on him and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and they said, "Long live the king!" The death of Athaliah. When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh. And she looked, and behold, the king stood by his pillar at the entrance, and the captains and the trumpets by the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. The singers also played musical instruments and led the singing of praise. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and said, "Treason! Treason!" Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set over the army and said to them, "Bring her out between the ranks, and whoever follows her, let him be slain with the sword." For the priest said, "Don't kill her in Yahweh's house." So they made way for her. She went to the entrance of the horse gate to the king's house, and they killed her there. Jehoiada restores the worship of God. Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people and the king, that they should be Yahweh's people. All the people went to the house of Baal and broke it down, and broke his altars and his images in pieces, and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Jehoiada appointed the officers of the house of Yahweh under the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of Yahweh, to offer the burnt offerings of Yahweh as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, according to the order of David. He set the porters at the gates of the house of Yahweh, that no one who was unclean in anything should enter it. He took the captains of hundreds, and the nobles, and the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of Yahweh. And they came through the upper gate to the king's house, and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. Athaliah they had slain with the sword.